Informed, Not Inflamed Media.
So how do you read so many books and become so informed and you don't lose your family or your job? It's easy. I will also share a secret that includes how I knew Donald Trump would be the nominee and eventual president 14 months before the election. Hi, everyone. John Daly here with some Informed, Not Inflamed. So people ask me how I am able to read so many books. Here's how. First, one of my rules is to be really informed. You need to keep reading nonfiction all the time. Keep a good book going, then go to another. The big reason is that I read so much is when I read, I'm also doing something else at the same time. How many of you already multitask? Now, I have another podcast with Judd Anglin. My business partner, Susan Anzalone, and I have a show called Undercover Jet Setter that's travel, food, wine, and golf. We also work with a couple of other companies to provide video content. You have to mind juggle in today's complex world. But I also need to stay informed on many issues, and I need experts, not just everyday media pundits. Here's how you do it with books. Get yourself an account with Audible. Go to audible.com and sign up. I'm not getting any money from Audible by saying this. Now, the first book is free. What I do is, since I read so many books, I buy about 25 book credits at a time, and then I use the credits as I see a new book I want to read. It saves money in the long run. I'll get into choosing which books in a second. But first, once you find the book, then listen to it while you are exercising, walking the dog, driving, or traveling on a plane for a long duration. Now, a warning here. Some of you will not be able to do this. I know a number of people who fall asleep listening to a book. Make sure this doesn't happen to you before you get in the car and drive. Now, once you've mastered the ability to listen and take in information, then you can do a couple of other things too. The first is to speed up the narration. Now, I can get up to 2 times the narration speed. I use it most of the time. However, if something's really technical that I need to understand, I will slow it down. However, I can't go below 1.5 times the speed anymore. It's boring to me. Another great aspect of Audible is it allows you to bookmark a certain spot to write a note and go back and listen to it again. So you can hit add a note, type in what you want to say about that passage, close it, and the recording will begin again. Now you can go back and look at the notes when you end the book. So let's say I'm reviewing a book. I just download the notes, and it's almost like the book review writes itself. Okay, so what books do you read? My criteria is read as much as you can about the topics you want. So for me, you'll see a number of books about future technologies like artificial intelligence and the blockchain. Again, I am looking for solutions going forward. Take a look at these recent books. One's called The Truth Machine. Another one is AI Superpowers. A third one is Fiber. Now, because I do a lot with healthcare in the Healthcare Secrets podcast with Judd Anglin, I would recommend these books on healthcare. The first is called Undoctored. Next is called Bitter Pill. A third one is called American Sickness. But for news gathering, I would find experts who have done massive research and are not taken in by one ideology or political side. I will read a number of historians like John Meacham and Doris Kearns Goodwin. I will look at writers and experts who can lend a different perspective of where our politics is going. One of the best examples is a book called American Character by Colin Woodard. I would also recommend his earlier book called The 11 Nations of North America. He breaks down our country into 11 separate nations with different cultures and ideas. It is freaking brilliant. It could also be used as a guide for sales and marketing on a national basis. George Gilder is another great writer and thinker. His book called Life After Google is brilliant as well. He predicted the downfall of television back in the 1990s, which I follow. And he's doing the same thing with companies like Facebook and Twitter that could soon become obsolete because the blockchain offers more security and privacy. It is a must read. Okay, now it's time for me to tell you about the book that made me realize Donald Trump was going to be, if not the next president, certainly the Republican nominee 14 months before the election. The book is called The Unwinding by George Packer. He wrote this in the wake of the financial crisis. Now, he has a great explanation in the book of how the financial crisis changed the fabric of America. He explains how Americans have reneged on the unspoken contract. And that unspoken contract is this. If you live a good life, work hard, even if you are not super wealthy or super educated, you will have a roof over your head and beer in your refrigerator. That deal is no longer here. I began to see that as I traveled the country. I also heard Donald Trump talking on a lot of media. He was the only one talking to those people. Sure, there were other things, but George Packer's book to me put his finger on it. I wrote about it 14 months before the election. Am I brilliant? No. It's called being well read. So there you have it. I just gave away my secret. Okay, time to stop listening to me. Get out there and start reading through your ears and keep yourself informed and not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.